Blog Talk Radio.
For good evening, welcome everyone to the 2020 weekly phone conference for your ordination and information we have gathered here this evening. Thank you all so much for taking the time out. Prayerfully, you have your notebooks and your pens and your notes from the last class and your homework, and you will be ready to engage in this evening's phone gathering. And so at this time, we would ask that our apostle, Joffrey Hooks, open us up in prayer. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. And good evening, everybody.
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts in prayer. Our great and gracious eternal God and Father, we bless you and we thank you. As we worship and reverence you, Lord God, as the creator of all things, great and small, God, everything in heaven and in earth, we bless you and we praise you, Lord God, for this Thursday, O Heavenly Father, day unlike any we've ever seen before, God, and we'll never see this day again. And we thank you and bless you, Lord God, for this opportunity to gather together in one voice, one sound, and one heart, God, as we seek to pour into and edify, God, your servants in the gospel, Lord God. We praise and bless you, Lord God, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon them, God, as they have said yes, Lord God. They are seeking, Lord God, and accepting times of sanctification, God, consecration, Heavenly Father, encouragement and empowerment in this time and in this season, Heavenly Father. We praise you and bless you, Lord God, that you have invited them behind the veil in the name of Jesus. God, in spite of the times and the seasons of that which is going on around us, Heavenly Father, you have positioned them, Lord God. You are positioning them, God. You are structuring and elevating them, Heavenly Father, to achieve great and mighty things for the kingdom of God and in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we praise you and we bless you. We speak, Heavenly Father, over their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Praying, oh Heavenly Father, they will be single of heart, single of mind, single of understanding and intention, oh Heavenly Father. We praise you and we bless you, Lord God, that they are, Lord God, being yoked, Lord God, and connected, Heavenly Father, with anyone who are like-minded, Heavenly Father, in the gospel, God. And may they know no separation nor division in their process, Lord God, and in their development. And then we bless you, Lord God, and thank you for these, your people, Lord God. Stand, Heavenly Father, as leaders and custodians, Heavenly Father, over their process in the name of Jesus. And we lift up, Lord God, the leadership, Heavenly Father, and the organizers and administrators of this process. We bless you, Lord God, for the mentors, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would abide in the midst of every counsel, so that every word of wisdom, Heavenly Father, and every word of exhortation and edification. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that your banner of love and grace would be over this meeting, Heavenly Father, that you will touch, Lord God, and abide in everything that is said, everything that is shared in the name of Jesus, even everything that is thought, God. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are in the midst of their process, oh God, and so we decrease that you might increase even in this hour, and we honor and bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you. Amen. Amen.
Would you like to share anything with the candidates this evening?
You talking to me?
Yes,
I didn't know you were going to do that. I'm trying to remember what it was that I was thinking of earlier today. Just kind of in thinking about them and thinking about all that they are going through and are being called to do, that which they know and that which they do not know. And so I don't know if I have anything to say to them directly except to speak a word of encouragement to the place in their heart, in their minds, in their souls, in their intellect, in their imagination, or wherever their expectations reside. And I just pray God's best be upon you as you surrender your expectations to the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have our own desires. We have our own images of what this walk is going to look like, and not just this walk that you're going through in these months leading up to August, but definitely beyond August. You know, every pastor, you ask any pastor, they tell you, you know, I wanted my church to look like this. So, you know, everybody that evangelizes has a scheme or a plan or of what a conversation will go like, and sometimes it goes well, and other times it does not go well. And so I just want to encourage you all that you put your expectations in God and in the Holy Spirit, and let them lead you, let them guide you. Don't fret when you don't get what you're looking for. Don't let the enemy mess with your heart, mess with your mind, disturb you or distract you. I encourage you all to just be strong and be focused, and be very deliberate in the decisions that you're making for the kingdom of God. And then I just to quickly add to it, the Bible study on Sunday was just, on Wednesday, was just out of Matthew, the 6th chapter. And it was just what Jesus was saying, that the light, the eye is the light of the body. And he was encouraging the church to be filled with light and not to be filled with darkness. And that's what it was. That's the one thing that I was thinking today from that class, is that I want to encourage you all, and just along those lines, the lines of this thought, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to starve hypocrisy, starve that which could be hypocritical in your life, and then begin to starve that as well in the lives of those that you serve and minister to and even minister with. The struggle, the fight that the church is experiencing, nine times out of ten is going to get greater over the next decade and not easier. And so the church needs to be without blame, without reproach, which means that we individually need to be without blame or without reproach. So let no one be able to say anything about you, make any kind of accusation against you, as we represent God in the earth realm, we represent Jesus Christ in the earth realm. That's what I will share. We are definitely excited about what you all are embarking upon. I want you to know that we are supporting you. And if you're not sure if we're supporting you, let us know. And we will just make sure we're here for you. We don't want you to not be doing this alone. You are not. And that's why we're here. It does not stop in August. Our support of you does not stop in August. With that, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you so much. We want to share with the everyone that's on the line to put your phone on mute. Please put your phone on mute, because we do hear the background noises, and it makes the broadcast a little bit more difficult. Again, if there's something you don't hear clearly during the meeting, or you may miss it, or you just want to rebuke on it, you can come to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/LFC-WordLifeCenter. This information is in your weekly meeting reminder. And so if you want to go and look at any of the past sessions, you can go online to that website and receive the lesson on demand episode. They're generally done by date. They're generally done and stored by date. So you can look for the date of the meeting, and you should be able to locate the episode that you want to review. We also want to, again, share with you to put your phones on mute. They're just going to ask us down the whole distance, 25 people, and put you all on mute. But the ones that are going to do our presentation, we do need you to remember to take the phone off of mute before you start to speak. And so given that, we just want to review the announcements for this week. Today is the last day for you to turn in your gift inspection, your fruit inspection. Excuse me, your fruit inspection. We have some very interesting comments and some interesting fruit inspection assessment that came back. Keep it current in your files. We're going to go over it again, and it is going to be subject of your consecration that takes place in July. You'll be getting further details about that near the middle to the end of June. Also, this is going to start your next phase, which may be the one that's most challenging to, in the past, it has been most challenging to the individual because it is a group of questions that you must answer. So we'll go over some tips and some instructions for that later on in our meeting. So we do want to make sure if you have questions of the last week, this week, or going forward, or any of the phases that you have been exposed to, and you want some feedback specifically for you, you can always text me at my phone number, 630-701-4303, and you can text me your questions, your inquiries, or a request to go over one of or any of the reports that you have had to submit on and review them with you on a personal level. I am generally the only one that see these reports that you send in, and as a result, they are a part of your evaluation process. This evaluation process, again, will go into more detail near the end of the July so that you can see the things that will be used to assess your process. As I've said, every week, your participation is paramount, and a list is being kept of those that participate during class, not the ones that are assigned things, but the ones that volunteer, if you will, because that's an element of maturity of a leader. And those are the kinds of things we want to make note of, encourage, and if there's a lack therein, investigate and try to bring forth some instructions or some exercises to facilitate growth in that area. We are going to also use your attendance. And again, if you use a phone number that you did not submit on your application, then you must text me and tell me what number you are listening from, because we record those numbers and match it up to the numbers that we have on file for you. Individuals have often, during the class, expected me to say that they are listening at a certain number. And that is taken notice of, and your attendance is marked. Now, if you are one of the individuals that have a go online to listen, you go to the computer and you listen through the computer, then you're going to have to also text me to let me know you've listened through the computer. Then we have those that miss it and they get it, go back to get it, and you need to let me know you reviewed the lesson in its entirety and let me know that, and then you'll be given credit for attendance for that. It is really very important that everybody is able to look at information and have the same information in mind. So when you miss something, then there's a gap there. It breaks the link between what everybody is aware of. And oftentimes when you get it secondhand, it is not as effective or accurate as if you got it firsthand. And so the things that we share on our weekly calls are things we want you to be able to depend on and say, well, you said X, Y, Z. And if that's what we said, then that is something that we will base our actions upon. And so it's very important, you know, that you do get that information to us and get the information for yourself, because oftentimes even accountability partners trying to be helpful, and they are helpful, will try to share things, and a lot of it sometimes is from past years. And we are ever evolving, and God is, so what we did last year or 3 years ago, we may not be doing it that way this year. And so most times the classes are geared and structured based on the candidates that are in the class, their history, and their spiritual needs. And so we do want to share that information with you. And so we want to look this week at what our ambassadorial prophet has left for us, and it's including part of what he went through last week. So he wanted us to review, he said, and give you a quiz. And here's a quiz that you can do tonight, and your assignment for next. Everybody is ready to receive the quiz from the ambassadorial prophet, okay, that you're going to need to do tonight. I am ready to give it to you. Get your paper, pencil, and pencils, pens, and prayerfully do it in a notebook so that you can keep these things as your notes. They make very good notes and very good PowerPoint for the basic things that you have been given. So the first question is, and I put some people on mute because I had to go down to find which one's phone needed to be taken off of. Right, so I did that. So you may not be able to. If you're not, then just text me your answer. So number one, announced last week. Don't say it out loud, because then you'll give someone else an answer who didn't have an answer. But this is the question. Who was the trailblazer we introduced last week? So the prophet introduced a specific biblical character that was a trailblazer. I'll give you a hint. It was in the New Testament. Okay. Number two, where did he begin his trailblazing ministry? Again, number two, where did he begin his trailblazing ministry? Okay, that's number two. Number two, I see the answers coming in. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Number three, fill in the blank. Trailblazers have a distinct blank that comes from heaven. Again, I'll read it. Fill in the blank. Trailblazers have a distinct blank that comes from heaven. That's your number three. All right, all right. Yes. Number four, where can you find the story, and what was the specific book he mentioned? Where can, I'm not going to tell you whose story, because then that'll give you the answer. So, yeah, where can you find the story of the trailblazer that Prophet shared with us last week, and what was the specific book he mentioned? What was the specific book? And just as a heads up, this thing you're going to need to know for defense of the faith. Then it says, what was the name of God that we associate the trailblazing anointing with? What was the name of God that we associate the trailblazing anointing with? Okay? That's number five. Now, number six, that's your last question. What does the name of this name of God mean? Okay. But Prophet loves you guys, so I think he thought I would just read it, and then reading it, I would really give you the answer. But no. So what does the name that is in number 5 mean? Okay. Has everyone had an opportunity to answer the question? You can put your phone on speaker and say yes or no. Has everyone had an opportunity? I do want to know.
No.
Okay. Does someone need assistance in one of them? Want me to repeat or what?
Can you repeat them real fast, please?
I sure can. All right. Number one, who was the trailblazer that a prophet introduced to us last week? That's number one. Number two, where did he begin his ministry? Number three, fill in the blank. Trailblazers have a distinct blank that comes from heaven. Trailblazers have a distinct blank that comes. Number four, where can you find the story of that trailblazer, and what was the specific book mentioned? What was the specific book or type of book that was mentioned? And then number six, what does the name of God that was mentioned, what does it mean? Okay?
Wait a minute. Overseer?
Yes.
Minister, were we supposed to text them to you, or we just answer them?
You answer them. I need everybody to text me or email me the answers to your test so the prophet could see it.
Now, can I ask a question? What if you can't do it while you're on the phone and you have to go off the phone to do it?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Can you write it down on a piece of paper?
Ma'am?
Can you write it down on a piece of paper?
Uh-huh.
Okay. As long as you write it down on a piece of paper before we give the answer. And this is, okay, but you have to write it down on a piece of paper. And then at whatever time you have to, then put it in a form that you can email me or text me, that will be fine. But I want everybody to answer it before we give the answer. Okay?
Overseer. Could you do the question one more time?
I say that again. You want me to say them once more?
Yes.
All of the questions?
Three and four.
Okay. Three is fill in the blank. Trailblazers have a distinct blank that comes from heaven. And four is where can you find the story of the trailblazer, and what was the specific book or type of book mentioned?
I want to say it was Matthew.
Are you going to go, Overseer, are you going over the answers tonight? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me take a photo of this. Thank you.
Oh, okay, yep, take a picture. I don't know, do whatever. Take a lot. You know, we're going to go over the answers. We want you to have the answers, but we also want to know what answers that you already have. And we want to make sure that you are reviewing your notes, okay? So we're going to start with number one. Okay, so give me your name.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Can you hold on just a few, one more minute? Yeah, I want to text Manny. Yeah. What happened to it?
Okay.
Oh, my God. We're working on the honor system. I want to say
And I understand if you're driving, you can't write it down. Fine, that's fine. Mm. But you know what answers you would write down and actually written it down. And so, you know, we just want to be true to just the process, okay? So, mm-hmm. Are we ready now to start giving the answers?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I do not want to hear from an accountability partner nor a committee member. This is just for the cat. Even though we want you to do it, I don't want you to give answers right now. I would like the candidates to share their answers. And I'm going to say the question number one. You tell me your name, and when I say okay, you can give the answer. Okay? So who's going to do number one?
Elder
Shannon.
Was that Elder Carter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Elder Carter has number one.
I had John the Baptist.
All right, very good. Everybody had John the Baptist?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Okay, number two. I heard Brandis Beck Bannon at number two. Y'all are killing us here tonight. Okay. Number two. Susanna Select Cannon.
Yes.
Okay, your answer for number two. Who was the trailblazer you introduced last week?
It was John the Baptist.
Very good.
And
very
was,
good.
Oh, well, you didn't ask that.
Okay, we can get an answer.
Right.
Okay, number three. Who wants to answer
Minister
number
Lynette.
Three?
Minister Lynette.
The answer is sound.
Right.
Absolutely. Sound, a sound from... Very good. Very good. Put the phone back on me. After you share. Okay. Number four. Who wants to answer four?
Teresa Calhoun.
Vera.
All right.
Where? El Roa.
Okay, now number
four. It was El Roa.
Yeah, that's number five. Very good. Now number four is where can you find John the Baptist's story and what was the specific book he mentioned?
Okay, I must have got these numbers.
This is Evangelist Francina.
Okay,
you can find the story in John, the first chapter, verse 32
and 34.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what kind of book is that? New Testament.
Okay, New Testament. Anybody else want to give a definition of that book? It's okay.
The four Gospels of Shannon.
Oh, they said First John.
No, it wasn't First John. No,
Evangelist Shannon.
One of the Gospels. Oh, that one of the Gospels.
Yes. There you go. One of the four Gospels. That's what he said.
Synoptic.
All right. Huh? Yes, synoptic. That's even better. Absolutely. So then,
yes.
Number six. What does the name Elrod mean? Who want to get tell us that?
The God who sees.
Who is this? Who is it?
Who said it before a minute?
Pardon?
Hello?
Yes. Your name?
Treva Calhoun.
Okay. And what does it mean?
The God who sees.
And what else? Anybody else?
The team saw and seen.
There you go. Very good.
Past, present, and future.
Yes, excellent. Prophet would be very proud of you. You did a wonderful job, and we'll see the results that in the tool shared with him. And his work for you for next year is Trailblazers. We will look at David and find one thing you feel David trailblazed. So when you look at the life of David, when you look at the life of David, name one thing that he was a trailblazer in. Name one thing. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right. Good job. So now we're going to look at the our presentation for today. Which, everybody, put your phone on mute unless you are a presenter.
Wait a minute. Overseer.
And we will have, yes.
Overseer, yeah. What did you say, yes. David was what, the first thing? I missed that.
Okay, what did David trailblaze? What was the first thing that David was a trailblazer? A trailblazer in a lot of things. You just got to pick one that was a trailblazer. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, as the phone on you, except for Pastor Mildred Bailey is the accountability partner to present, Minister Patricia White. But we'll turn that over to Elder Deborah. I'm sorry, Elder Deborah.
Good evening, and thank you, Overseer. One thing I just want to remind you guys, we do need the evaluations, the monthly evaluations, so you should have sent in April already, and May would be due come Monday. So please get those in, whether you're an accountability partner or a candidate. We do need that information. So just as a reminder for that, today the characteristic that's being discussed is mutual growth. Mutual growth, and the scripture is coming from Proverbs 27:17. The accountability partner is Pastor Mildred Bailey, and the candidate is Minister Patricia Wright. Pastor Bailey, you have the floor.
Thank you. God evening, everyone. Minister Pat, as I call her, she's working toward being an evangelist. And Proverbs 27:17, I'm reading from the Passion Bible. It says, "It takes a grinding wheel to sharpen a blade, and so a friendly argument can sharpen a man." And through this process of working with, at a lack for a better word, with Minister Pat, and us working together, I have noticed and I see that she is grinding. I see that she is grinding through oppressions. She's grinding through things that seemingly doesn't have an end. I've seen the wheel that turns in her and for her as it revolves as an axle. I've seen in Minister where with iron sharpens iron, I've seen build a friendship, and the friendship consisted of us learning to trust each other from heartfelt. I've seen that we are accountable, not just her to me, but me to her also. But what I've really noticed is a willingness of her learning about evangelism and learning how she can help and serve others. But what really sticks out to me is that she's learning that not only is she a blessing to others, that in working with people from an evangelistic standpoint, that they'll be a blessing for her. And with nothing else for me, I'd like to introduce you to Minister Pat.
Amen. Amen. Hello. I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. Thank you, Pastor Mildred Bailey, for that one introduction. And before I start, I just thank God. And right now, I ask him to open my mouth and fill me with what he's given me, and that I allow him to fill me with what I need to speak. So I'm going to start with Proverbs 27:17. And when he had given it to me, he had given me as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. But when I read it in the NIV, he started me to read it from the first verse and go to the 20th. So I want to do that, and then I'll go far from there. And it said, do not, I'm reading from the NIV, and it said, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. Stone is heavy and a sand a burden, but provocation by a fool is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. He who is full loves his honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter can sweet. Like a bird from its nest is a man who strays from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one friend brings from him earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and the friend for your father, and do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent sees danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. Take the garment of one who put up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward woman. If a man loudly bless his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil from the with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. As I was reading, I mean, when I read that, I had looked up iron and sharpened. And I'm going to just, a sharpened edge, a point is sharpened. And it's a sharp matter, exactly, it's precise. And the demonstration I got from it was like a knife. And when you go to sharpen it, you always need something else. You can't do it on your own. So the dull knife, and you take this metal, it looks like another knife, but you have to go a certain direction and up and down. And if you do it the wrong way, it'll even mess it up even worse. And I also looked at it as there's a sharpener pencil. You can sharpen a pencil, but you also need something else to work with that. So I look at it as one another, as accountability, as people in the ministry that you all sharpen each other. And I have noticed with my accountability partner at Laborers, as well as my accountability partner for candidate Pastor Mildred, that God has
allow, as we have been in communication with each other, her to sharpen me. And one thing with both accountability, I've noticed that when a person sharpens you, they don't go and give you what you need. They tell you the word of God. And that is what we need. When we're wrong, God deals with us in ways that we don't understand. And I'm just going to be honest. I had so many issues in my life. And I thought I knew everything. I didn't get along. I always wanted to, when I didn't get my way, get angry or frustrated or deal with unacceptance or rejection or hurt or pain or disappointment or bondage or complacent or stagnation or procrastination. However, God had to deal with me with every put on and put off that was not like him. And in that, he taught me, as I stayed in his presence, that he gave me what I needed and when I needed. And sometimes it would be almost a month where I had to stay on one instant where the God gave me adverse circumstances, that hostile or opposing or harmful or unfavorable or limitations, and sometimes caused including disobedience to God and man and unwise behavior. So I had to pray specifically about those concerns as he gave it to me and examined and identified the cause that was he was giving me to correct those through others. And a lot of times I would hear the truth, but I didn't accept the truth. I felt like, why are they beating me up? But it wasn't about them beating me up. It was about them wanting to give me the word of God so I can grow and move to the destination of his calling in my life. And I couldn't go in my flesh, and I couldn't go in pride, and I couldn't go in rebellions and hurt and anger and unforgiveness and wrath. I had to go with dying daily before God. I had to go leaning not into what Pat thought, but what God's word said, and what he started as he pruned and purged, and he still is, it was testing and purifying and overcoming things and allowing him who used me. And if he said not to speak, and that was a problem, well, I wanted to talk all the time. And in this time with God, we're sitting in his presence even more. I got to understand God in a different way. I thought I knew so much, and I realized I didn't know anything. And so as he dealt with me with anger, the strong emotion of displeasure, and he would give me a prayer in regards to anger, a bitterness, and to allow the Holy Spirit to help me avoid the anger and the effect that it was taking upon me, and that I had to be slow to anger and slow to speak and to listen, you know, make that to be the quick thing, to listen and put away anything that was not of him. And as the accountability partner, Pastor Mildred, it was also first God where he was showing me that I had to die from flesh. I had to die from anything that was not of him. My answers come by God love, that God loved me so much that he wouldn't let me stay that way. He dealt with me, and I remember someone giving, apostle and overseer, someone giving me the scripture in such a significant way. He said, you're fully pleasing and forgiving and acceptable and loving in my sight. I didn't love myself. So in not loving myself, I found every situation that it had to be somebody else's problem than my problem. And that iron sharper iron is when he allows you, someone else, to show you your faults. And if they love you, they're not going to want you to stay that way. And the accountabilities that and friends and loved ones that I have, that's what they have done. They have shown me my nasty ways. They have shown me even when I was had sin and before God and didn't realize it. No, not that I didn't realize it. I wanted it to do it my way. So my attitude, I had to adjust to the attitude of God. And a state of mind and disposition towards something, that way, but God's way. An attitude that could not be negative, but positive. I had to pray about my attitude and allow God to show me a positive, right attitude to develop through my mind, renewing, which required the cleansing of the heart and the word of God. I had to stop backsliding. And being tempted to slide backwards in moral religious character and practice. I had to cause by not walking in disobedience to God's word, but to walk in prayer and faith and not the lack of prayer and faith. I had to abstain from the very presence of evil and temptation. And as my accountability partner will always tell the truth. They will correct me, and the Holy Spirit will lead, guide me, and direct me as well into all truth. I had to stop to walk in the recovery and restoration and reposition and anchoring in Him. I had to stop being a betrayal, a failure to uphold and keep one word and commitment. I will say one thing, but I will do another. So as a friend that sticks closer than a brother, as in Proverbs 18:24, God showed me, that was my question to the Lord. I said, Lord, show me everything that is not of you. And when you ask him that, be ready for the answer. Bondage. I had a feeling of being subject to oppression and spiritual captivity to force that I was not from God. I allow Satan and sin and corruption and bondage to come in my life. My scripture was, deliver me, Lord, from comfortable, bring deliverance through Christ in me and help me to be obedient, Romans 6:17-19. And help me to walk in your truth. That was John 8:32. And the Holy Ghost, don't go back once I allow me not to return to my vomit. Allow me not to go back to what you have delivered me from, in Galatians 5:1. And I had a burden, a feeling of a low responsibility, oppressed, worry, the cares of the world, of bondage, not praying for my husband, but praying for my husband. And I always saw his fault, but I didn't see my fault. And so God had to.
And we thank her for her transparency. It is difficult to come into bearing our hearts and our souls before one another, and we receive that. We want to be mindful of the need that everybody has on the line. So we do ask you to pray her strength, the Lord, for the victories that she's seeing in this mutual ministry of being accountable to other people, particularly when they hear God. Amen. Elder Deborah?
I'm sorry. I was talking with the mute. Are you hearing an echo with me as well?
Yes, I am. I'm hearing.
Yes,
my
I hear an echo.
Hopefully, this is a better audio feed.
Yeah.
Minister Pat, I think that I agree with Overseer as far as the transparency. One of the things that was really impressive is how you followed where the scripture took you. That was a lot of legwork. Even just the passage in Proverbs, and Proverbs is always so challenging because almost each verse can stand alone. But when you read it as a narrative, you can see it as someone in a council. So that's sort of what I was getting when you was reading, when you were reading the verses before. But once you got to the meat of what you were talking about, I thought that your explanation was thorough on how those scriptures that you were led to, how you connected it back to your process and to your journey.
Yeah.
And so the only thing that I would say is just be mindful that, you know, you have a very powerful accountability partner in Pastor Bailey, and that iron sharpens iron, that I'm sure that anything that she can assist you with, that she would avail herself, so that, that as you're studying and sharing, that that iron sharpens iron, that we use our accountability partners and each other, the committee members, and nurture these relationships, and God will show us that it's beneficial on both sides. You know, it's not just one or the other, that we all grow during the process.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Insight, inspiration?
This is Elder Potter. This is
Yes,
Elder
sir.
Potter. I echo what's already been said. I thank you for the transparency and, again, for being able to open up the scripture in a way. And, you know, I was blessed by what you were saying because, you know, having a strong testimony, it makes people say, okay, well, this is what God has done. Look what God has done in my life. And,
right.
And so I appreciate hearing where God has brought you from. And so thank you.
Amen.
This is Francina. Minister Pat, I just want to tell you that I do feel sharpened after hearing your presentation. And the part that stuck to me was that you need something else to sharpen. And so I thank you for sharing that. You know, just our ability to be sharpened and wanting to be sharpened, I think that's the key thing, you know, that you got to want to be sharpened and not think that people are out to reject you or hurt you. And so thank you for sharing that.
Amen. Anybody else?
This is Pastor Rogers. And for Minister Pat, I would like to just narrow it down to what you went through was tough. The tough love, and you falling in love with God, the right love, that's going to show you where the iron is going to sharpen the iron, because God will fulfill what you went through and the end result of what you're going to have, if you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
Tough love.
Amen.
And godly love.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Is accountability able to speak?
Yes, ma'am, of course.
Okay. Minister Pat, I want to say thank you for letting yourself be vulnerable and being open to looking at who you are, but being more willing to find out who God or how God is going to use you. I thank you for your willingness. I thank you for being open to just look at you and not, well, you did buck and fight, but anyway. But I just thank you. I want you to know it has been a pleasure, and it's iron sharpening iron. It's just not you getting sharpened. It's the accountability. Our accountability partners become sharpened also. And I thank you because I gave her a scenario where the rooster and the hen, a lot of times we think we the rooster, but we need to be the hen. But I just thank you. It's a blessing and an honor because we've established a friendship
and we keep each other accountable. And that's what this is about. Amen. And that's what about evangelism Amen. Is, not just helping that person, but letting yourself be vulnerable so that they can see the God in you. And if they're not trusting you, they see the God in you, they're going to trust that. So I just thank you.
Amen. Amen.
And this is Pastor Yvette, and I just want to say, yes, this is Pastor Yvette, and I just want to say to Evangelist Pat, it is just beautiful to see you pressing forward.
Amen.
This is Evangelist Vera. Amen. I just want to say to Minister Pat, thank you for your transparency. Thank you for being who you are. God is sharpening you. Just stand still and keep on pushing toward the mark and watch what he do for you.
Amen.
This is Minister Lynette, and I just want to say that you just encouraged my heart. Because it just shows God's faithfulness. And when he has purpose in your life, the word tells us that he watches over the word that he's spoken over your life, and he's hastened to perform it. And sometimes it doesn't always feel good, but he's bringing us into purpose. But he brings people. He doesn't leave us alone. And that is what is so awesome about him. Like you said earlier, it takes two. You know, you're not going to be sharpened by yourself. You can't grow alone. That's where I guess I'm going. And God is bringing people into your life that will help you grow, that will sharpen in you that which he needs to make you up as the evangelist that you've been called to. So thank you. And I thank God for his faithfulness to you to bring to pass what he has spoken in your life.
This is Sister LaDonna. I have a wonderful accountability partner, but I'd just like to say to you, Minister Pat, I consider you as accountability partner part two. Thank you very much. I was inspired by your words.
Amen. Thank you all for the love and the support and being able to connect to her. Because our experiences, though they may look different, they still feel the same. The emotions are the same. The struggles are the same. The heartache is the same. And the joy is the same. And so we can appreciate, you know, where anybody is. Because we've all been someplace that we needed deliverance from. And God was always there to do that. And since angels in the form of committed what you're being prepared to do. You as leaders in this ordination class, you're being prepared to be that kind of people that people need. That you will, in all of your doing, you will labor. The Bible says until you labor to the shedding of blood, you haven't labored enough. And so sometimes you do. You have to go there. And not only that, you go there, blood often is shed, and I just mean just that struggle, just like with Christ, his sweat was like drops of blood, because sometimes the anguish in our process is so pressing that that's what it does to us and through us. But when it's over, we are, like with Christ, the angels come and minister to us, ministers to our souls, and God continues to be faithful to his covenant with us. And so we do thank her for her sharing in your heart. And now I hate to be the one, but I'm going to be the one, because you're about to get your phase four. And this is very important for you when you see it. So I wanted to just share a few things with you, because I don't want you to get it and then try to rush through giving answers. That is not what this is for. Defend your faith as you are preparing to go before people that you are going to have to defend your faith to You must know the foundation of your faith, and that means the Word of God. There are those that win over individuals to their organizations that don't honor Christ, but because they are so learned in their training that they become convincing. And God wants you to be so learned in the truth that the truth will bring about the conversion that's needed, the help that's needed, the comfort that's needed, the peace that's needed. And so when you start your Defend the Faith, the first question is, how many books are there in the Bible? Seems like such a simple question. Oh, boy, at least I know the answer to this one. But I want to tell you, you will know the answer, but 66 books is not the answer. So I wanted to read to you one of the presentations on the faith that demands the verdict, defender of the faith, defend your faith, for question number one, so that you will consider and understand the depth in which these questions want you to go to. So in the answer for number one, one of the past candidates wrote this. Under the Protestant canon, there are 66 recognized books of the Bible. However, as the Bible is tracked back to earlier alliterations or of the Christian church, the number of recognized texts increases. The Catholic Church recognized 73 books. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church, which predates Protestantism and Catholicism, recognized 81 books of the Bible, which include books which are classified as apocryphal. I can't pronounce that word, but apocryphal in later church reformation. For the interest of this exercise, what we're doing, for where we're going, we will be referring to the Protestant Bible. So thereby it is 66 books. But if you're not talking to a Protestant, but you're trying to share the Word of God with a Catholic, you need to understand the history of things, because if you understand the history, you will see clearer what you're supposed to be doing. And they will see that you have done your work, that you have studied to show yourself approved. And then the next question is, can you name all the books of the Bible in order? Now, some people say yes, some people say no. What I would like you to do in this answering this, without looking, start naming the books that you know, writing them down. And wherever you stop, you stop. Okay? If it's in order, it's in order. If it isn't, you will see that. But if you write them down, you say, oh, yeah, you know, I remember them when I was so-and-so, and we did it that right, just right, just start with Genesis. Even if you just write the first two letters, J-E-L-E, you know, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number, whatever. But write that down. You don't have to write all 77, 66 books unless you know them. That's 77. 66 books, and if you know them, then write them. So those are the kinds of answers. None of these answers is satisfied requirements with one answer, or, you know, there may be the number of books in the Old Testament. There's a lot. Know about the books in the Old Testament and how they came to be there. So this is your studying, okay? And then at the end of it, which you probably won't get to before we meet again. However, there's a list of phrases that you need to understand what these names mean, these words mean, as it relates to salvation. So don't just look up the word, but relate it to what it means to salvation, because that's really the question. So I just encourage you to read thoroughly the question so that you answer it completely. Now, this is something that these questions are going to be reviewed by three people. And depending on their assessment, if they are satisfactory, then you won't hear from us. But if they're not, anything wrong with it, we will send it back to you with the highlighted parts that need further investigation
an inspection. And it's not a good, it's not a bad, it's just this is part of the process. And this is part of the process that we know you want us to assess so that when you go out there and something comes up, you're not thinking, well, no one told me this, or they didn't say about this. So in a lot of things we kind of hear and we just take for granted, but we cannot articulate it. So you may know what a word means, but you to articulate it means write it down. When you get through writing it down and you read it, make sure it's saying what you thought you knew about that word. Because so often we can't, especially this is a class of evangelists, okay, and we know a process, okay, and we know the Damascus Road and we know all of that, but articulate the elements of words that are associated with salvation. So atonement, and we know what it is, but associate it with its place in the process of salvation. Okay? So there's a lot of things like what are spiritual gifts? Okay, well you would want to list the gifts, but what are they? Not what are the spiritual gifts, but what are spiritual gifts? What are they? You know, you can list them if you like, that's fine, and give an understanding of them. But what are they? And so these are the things and the kind of things that you want to consider as you read through the Defender of the Faith. It may be best to read through the whole thing, kind of highlight things, and then when we come together again next week, you can say, well, what did you want here? What does this mean? And then we can spend a little bit more time on it. But I don't want to be late this hour because we do have another meeting. So are there any questions? Any questions? Okay. So you should be getting this Sunday or Monday. And so those are some of the things that you want to look into. I would encourage the accountability partner. If you've never done the Defend Your Faith, you need to do it along with your accountability partner. You don't have to do it together, but you need to do it as well. Any questions? And then for those who are not getting Defend Your Faith, you're getting the theological question. And you have 300 of them, and they as well will be sent to you. Actually, it's 1,000, and you can pull out 300 of them to do for this elevation that you're in. And that would be you, Elder Carter, and Minister Lynette. And there may be another one, and I'm not sure, but I know that those two have gotten it before, or they are going to an elevation where they need the theological questions. So any questions, comments? Okay. Well, if there be nothing else, you definitely have your homework, and we will have our closing prayer by Apostle Walter Poston. Apostle? Not sure. He's on
I'm here.
Hello?
This is Apostle Poston.
Oh, praise
from
the Lord.
Las Vegas.
Okay,
I've been enjoying the class.
Amen.
So
oh, yeah,
mean,
I see this.
You
right.
Want me to close out?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. I would just like to say in brief before I close out.
Yeah.
I really appreciate Labor for Christ, AEN, for the process of raising up leaders. You know, it's rigid, it's tough, it's hard, but it's so good for the soul. So I want to thank you for your leadership and your teaching, Overseer Paulette.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
But let me close out. Eternal God, we glorify you, O God, for all of the candidates, for the process, for the instructors, for those who have encouraged, for the accountability partners, God, all who are part of their process and their promotion. Oh, God, we ask that you bless them, help them, encourage them, give them wisdom, help them to pour all they can into this process because it is a true blessing from God. We glorify your name for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are yet going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you.
Everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.